You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are now listening to the Ride Across Podcast.
Is up.
Are we in?
Yeah, we are.
Are we recording?
We have Lindsay Burns with us today, an icon.
Literally an icon.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's never been called that before.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have
you. She walked in our office and you literally said, I think I took that photo on the wall. Oh. That's insane to me.
Really? Yeah, I think I did.
It's a real flex.
I think I did. I was like, I think I have to check my Dropbox and see, because I can't remember anything anymore, which is sad.
Yeah.
But next time I come here, I'm coming naked so I can dress in all these cool clothes.
You could just dress in them anyway.
I'm going to. I'm so happy to be here. I really like what you guys are doing. I love it.
Thanks.
I'm like, did I even pause? Did it take 2 seconds for me to write back when you emailed me?
I was no, like, you're very quick.
You were quick.
I was like, I'm down.
I was like in shock that you answered so fast.
Really?
Yeah.
I just saw your guy's name come through and I was like, I'm down.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think that I write people back.
Right.
And then I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then months later, I'm like, why didn't they write me back?
Mm.
And then I check and it's like, my drafts box is crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
Emails are hard.
My drafts box
Honestly, it's
insane.
100%.
I need someone who can just, like, I can write something and then they hit send for me.
Like a personal assistant.
Because, but only because I'm scared to communicate.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no,
like,
that
I'm
does.
Like, did I say this right?
Yeah.
You know, do you ever read things that you wrote?
Yes.
Like 4 years ago?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I cringe.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sometimes I cringe and sometimes I'm like, whoa, did I say that? You know, like sometimes I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Sometimes I'm cringed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a fun game. Yeah, I was just like shocked that you guys wanted to speak to
me. Thank you. Let's just start from the beginning. Like,
sure.
How did you get started in photography?
There's so many different stories that I tell.
I'm sure it changes.
Just
all
depends
the time,
on the day.
Right?
Yeah. But I worked for a skateboard magazine. I worked for Thrasher, a skateboard magazine, and Juxtapose magazine, which is an art magazine. And they had a bunch of other magazines there at the time, and actually even before that, I thought I was going to be a writer, and I was like writing for. There was a magazine 10,000 millenniums ago. Called Strength. It was like, it was kind of like Warp. Do you guys remember Warp? No, because you weren't born yet. It was like skateboarding, surfing. It was Trans World made it. It was like all three of skateboarding, surfing, snowboarding all together in one magazine.
Oh,
and
wow.
Strength was kind of like that.
Yeah.
And I was writing for them. I was doing like music reviews. So ridiculous that I had that power.
Right.
Because I'm not a music critic, so that's sad. And anyway, I was like obsessed with skateboard photography. And
I bet that is that hard? Is that very different than
action?
Like,
it's action.
Yeah.
It's sports photography.
Yeah.
I just thought like, I'm going to say like 10,000 times.
That's fine.
Edit. And also, you guys are so cute. I can't look at you though, because I'm getting distracted. I'm like, and close my eyes. I just thought they were so cool. I thought the photographers were so cool. And then when I was working there, I was doing ad sales and marketing, and they gave me a camera. My boss gave me a camera and I took a photo class, one photo class. I've taken one photo class. I actually dropped out of the second photo class.
Nice.
Because I don't know why I was doing, so I was busy. And I couldn't make it. Or I think maybe the teacher said something that I didn't like. And I was like, I'm never coming back.
slam the door.
And I didn't. It was like a Berkeley extension course. But I learned how to develop film. And in that one class, I took a black and white photography class. And yeah, and then I just started shooting. And I saw a photographer, like a documentary, a swimsuit edition. Maybe behind the scenes. I don't think it was a documentary. It was a behind the scenes video or TV show of this photographer. And he was shooting with the same kind of camera that I had. But this was still years before.
Yeah.
I even thought I would be a photographer. There was no way. I thought I was a business person. Mm. There was no way that I thought that I could go into a creative field at all. That was not how I was brought up. That was not, like anybody who knew me was probably like, you're such a weirdo. Why do you think you're a business person? But yeah. And then it just kind of happened. Like I took some photos of these guys and one of the skateboard companies said that they wanted to use it for an ad. And then they just randomly paid me. I didn't even have to ask them for money.
Nice.
They just sent me a check.
That's sick.
And I was like, how does this happen? And then one of my best friends, Alyssa Steamer, I took a photo of her, and the company she was skating for was like, we want to use this and pay you. I was like, this is crazy that you could get paid for this. And then it still didn't happen. And then I went to Coachella. This is such a long, sorry. This
no,
is
it's a long no, answer. Yeah.
I went to Coachella for that photo class. Somehow I went to Coachella. Nobody up in San Francisco and like in my world knew about music festivals. Mm-hmm. This was not a thing that they were interested in or that was, you know, that was happening for us. And I'd heard about it through a friend of mine who worked at Epitaph. Mm-hmm. She was like, you got to come to this. This is so cool. And I said, oh, I'm going to come. I'm in this photo class too. I'm going to bring camera. And I took a bunch of live photos, and my end of the class project is all live photography and a bunch from Coachella.
That's cool.
Which is so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
I still have those. And I just fell in love. Like I fell in love.
Right.
I fell in love with photographing live music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And having this connection with live music, that I never felt before, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure to the musicians, you know, or like annoying photographers.
Yeah. I'm first a photographer three get to, too, so yeah. I understand completely.
Yeah.
how that is.
I was also like, I went to shows a lot, and how personal are we going to get? I drank a lot and I mm-hmm. didn't remember a lot. And then when I stopped doing that, I still wanted to go to shows and I didn't know what to do with my hands.
Mm.
So this was kind of a way for me to feel a part of and also isolate at the same time,
right.
if that makes sense. Because I have like social anxiety, even though I'm a super extrovert, clearly.
Right. Yeah.
But it's all a lie. Right. It's all a lie. So going into these places that I really wanted to be, and putting a camera between myself and everyone else was also really helpful
right
to me.
So like making these connections with these artists, how did that start? Because when you're photographing live music, it's just like they're so far away from you.
Oh, yeah.
How did those connections
Well, one of the, if I'm remembering correctly, so there was a music section in Thrasher, and one of the skate photographers, like the photo director of Thrasher, he gave me a bunch of film, and I was like, I really like this artist. I want to go shoot this show at the Warfield. And he gave me a bunch of film, and they were like, no flash. First three songs. I was like, no flash. What am I going to do? And it's so dark, you know, and I got super fast film, and I took a gazillion rolls, and I got it all back. And, I've told this story before. I got it all back, and like there was maybe 7-8 frames that like turned out.
Oh no.
And I cried. I mean, they're good though. I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I still love these photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, they're like really contrasty and black and white. And I like cried to him. I was like, I'm terrible. I'm awful. And he's like, no, 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 you don't understand. You just take a million roles. And then if you get a few that you love, you're great. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, okay. And so he really encouraged me. And then I think the band was Ozma was the first. They're like, I don't even know where they're from. I thought they were from San Diego, but I recently found out I'm wrong. And they were doing an interview with them mm-hmm. and they needed photos. And so he sent me there. He was like, why don't you go take photos of this band? And that was like the first portraits that I ever did.
Cool.
And it was like outside of Slim's. I have no idea where these photos are. I wish I did.
In a Dropbox
I know what
somewhere.
They look like, and they're definitely not in a Dropbox. They're on film somewhere. And I think I know where they are, but I think they may have disappeared.
Right.
You should find
I'm really,
them.
I'm yeah, really, really cool. unorganized. Yeah. Super unorganized.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was it.
Did you face any, like, I don't know, did you experience, like, backlash for going into a creative field when you were raised otherwise?
From my family?
Yeah, or, like, anyone in your life?
No, like, I mean, by that point, I was already lived in San Francisco. My family's in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And also, I didn't go into a creative field. I stayed there. Mm-hmm. And I was just doing this for, like, a couple years, like, mm-hmm. just for fun and taking photos at events and... It wasn't until I ended up getting a job as a marketing director for Coachella.
Oh, wow.
And this is 2007.
Did you have to, like, apply for that? Or they just kind of...
Oh, no, okay. No. I applied. I had a friend who worked there, and she was like, oh, we're going to fill this position. And, and so I did that for a year and then didn't do that anymore. And it was like the year that Stagecoach started.
So oh, wow.
2006, 2007. Yeah. Rage Against the Machine. By the way, Rage Against the Machine yeah. played, sold it out, and now they're back this year.
Yeah.
So that's I insane. Think I should go back this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really... Coachella really opened up my eyes to a lot of things. It opened up my eyes to a lot of music and like a way to discover new bands. You know, it's great to go to a festival and just like go for the headliners and do that whole part. Like that is luxurious and really wonderful. I was there at like noon.
Right.
Like, yeah. Going to see these bands that I had never heard of. And it felt like I owned that. It was really cool. It still is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're really brilliant at booking that festival and, anyway, I am a music festival freak. I love music festivals.
I love it
as a photographer.
They're fun.
They're so
like running
fun.
Around just the adrenaline rush.
I would go to every fun. Single music festival if I could.
Yeah.
Love it.
I feel like shooting one is just like a great way to introduce yourself to a bunch of new bands too.
Yeah.
Like you can discover so much music.
You get so many photos like from so many different artists. It's so fun.
Yeah. Every time a music festival comes by, I'm like, can I do that? And then for some reason I can't or whatever. Nobody wants me. I don't know.
Do you have like a favorite festival?
Calling out to all people. I want to go to your music festival. I'm so into it. I live for it.
Yeah.
I will like go. I'm the person that will lose my voice and be laying in a puddle of my own sorrows because I'm just so exhausted. And I will just turn to you and you'll say to me, so you're never going to do this again. And I'm going to say, sign me up for next year. I love it so much. What were you saying?
I was saying, is Coachella your favorite music festival or do you have like a specific?
I don't have a favorite. I like them all. I would like to go to more. Hangout looks cool.
Yeah.
Doesn't that look cool?
Yeah.
On the beach?
Yeah.
There's so
every
many
year
now.
that goes by. Cannot believe I haven't been to Outside Lands.
Oh, yeah.
Every
never
year.
Been to Outside
I'm
Lands
like, I'm
going
to go to Outside Lands and then something happens and I can't go. And, or I'm lazy. I don't know.
Yeah. My husband just went to Outside Lands this year and he loved it.
Beautiful.
It sounds so amazing.
Beautiful festival.
Yeah.
I would go to any music festival. You just sign me up. I'm there.
Nice.
So would you say like Coachella kind of started that whole like thing for you, like to progress into other things?
Nope.
No?
I don't know. I honestly, have I progressed into other things?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't
like
know.
You shoot
I think,
like a lot of portraits.
Yeah. And, like, I think that, I think that it just started, everything just, I never planned for this. Yeah. I never planned to be a photographer.
So was everything just kind of like the right place, right time? Like,
things just kind of happened. I was just like, okay, I'm going to do this now. And it was kind of just, you know, I stopped working at Coachella. I didn't exactly know what I was going to do. I actually knew this wedding photographer. And I think I was sleeping on her couch at the time. And nice. her name's Mel Barlow. She's an amazing photographer. Like, and when I say wedding photographer, this is not any wedding photographer. This is a person like who is, I mean, her photography is, it's not, she's not just a wedding photographer.
Yeah.
And also that's not an insult because like I hear people go like, I don't shoot weddings. Weddings are amazing. Mm-hmm. Weddings, if you can shoot weddings, like you can do anything. Cause there is so many, personalities and so many moments that you have to capture along with portraits, along with this, along with that. And she had me like, I was so interested in photography and she had me like making the books for her. Mm-hmm. And then one day she said, oh, do you want to come with me to, where did we go? Sayulita. And she said, will you second shoot this wedding for me? It was just so extravagant. She had three photographers on there. And,
wow.
And she took me there on an all expense week trip.
Crazy.
You know, and I just, all I had to do was take photos. And I was like, that was amazing. Again, I had like one of those, this is amazing. And then, yeah, it just kind of came from, it went there. I mean, the first tour that I did was Tegan and Sarah. They took me on tour. I really, you know, tour photography is really big now. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
ever remember
like
tour photographers being like a thing.
We were making a book.
Yeah.
They wanted to make a book. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is amazing. So they took me on a US tour. They took me on a Canada tour. They took me on a European tour.
And how long ago was that?
When dinosaurs roamed the earth. It was when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And we went to festivals and they really supported me and still do.
Right.
They really they're amazing.
So that was your first tour?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but
I love Tegan and Sarah.
They're amazing.
Oh my God.
They're the best.
Yeah.
I don't think that I haven't gone on a million tours. I would.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Mm-hmm.
Take me on tour.
It's just like an ad for you.
Yeah, yeah.
This whole thing. This whole thing is an ad.
Like,
do you guys edit this?
A little bit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not too much, honestly.
Can we talk about you guys?
Oh, gosh.
I won't be able to listen to this because there will be so many sounds of my voice. But there's so many amazing tour photographers now. And, you know, it's
really big.
Mental.
Yeah. It is.
You know, people ask me a lot, like, what's it like being a girl, like a female tour photographer? And I was like, if I had known that there weren't any, if I had known been discouraged in that way,
mm-hmm.
Maybe I wouldn't have done it. I don't know. I'm telling you for 100% honesty here, I had no idea that mm-hmm. nobody was doing that,
mm-hmm.
right. You know?
Yeah, you were just doing it.
I was just doing it. And I mean, yeah.
Well, I don't think I was really being talked about at that time.
Well, also there was,
that's like a really,
there's no Instagram. So
yeah. You know,
Instagram has really changed everything. Hello, Instagram.
Because now you know who people's photographers are. Like photographers have a personal brand, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
I still don't understand Instagram. I need someone to do it, not do it for me, but just hit upload. Cause I always feel like I'm doing it wrong. So then it'll be like a week.
I feel like
before
that's just
me. That's my job.
Oh my gosh. Let's talk.
Text me.
I don't know how to really capitalize on this cause, mm-hmm. I'm so nervous.
I think you do a good job.
Do you still, Thanks. Do you get like Thanks, jobs pal. Through Instagram? Like now that it's like a big thing. Like, do people like hit you up or see your stuff on Instagram?
I think so. I think I've been hit up through Instagram. Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Right?
Yeah.
You gotta, but yeah. That means that you have to look at the messages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta do the work through that too. You know, okay. Let's just be on the real. Let's be real. I think that I have a probably not a unique relationship as a photographer with Instagram. I think that it's really easy to look at it and get down. You know, it's really hard not to do the compare and despair and you're doing this and, you know, what about me?
And that's just a human thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think that if I start out my day with Instagram, it can ruin my whole day.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm not super stoked about other people doing great things, because I am. I'm super stoked about other people doing great things. And there are a couple people's Instagram that I really look at because they're always like throwing out really cool inspirations.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that. There's just, you gotta be careful. And I see people, sorry, I'm going to own that. I have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do shit, but I have to be careful with how I engage.
Yeah.
You know, to keep inspired.
Yeah.
And also, not compare myself and like what I think I should be doing, or, you know, I think truly it comes down to that feeling of there's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if there's not enough? What if there's not enough room? And I have to really consciously tear that back and say that there is enough. We live in a place where there's a, you know, there's enough for everyone to go around. But I think when I'm slow, freelance is a bitch.
Yeah.
Freelance is a very challenging way to live.
Yeah.
I never thought I would be a freelancer, not a million years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
The internet is rough. It's hard out here. It is.
It's so interesting. It's such an interesting, you know, different people like to engage in the internet in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I've really had to categorize, you know, what am I going to look at? What am I going to believe? What am I going to not believe?
Mm-hmm.
You know, stay right sized. If you're hearing a bunch of good stuff, you know, do you listen?
Mm-hmm.
Because, or do you listen to all the bad stuff? Or do you just not listen to any of it?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think that that's really interesting. It's like, there could be a million like, oh, that looks great. Oh, that's fun. Whatever. And then the one person is like, you are a pile of shit.
Yeah, like, it's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, whatever it is. I mean, I don't see it for me that much. No. I don't have, like, that kind of influence. But I look at artists, you know, I look at musicians.
Yeah.
And I try to empathize with what they are putting out into the world and how the internet could affect them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If they listen too much.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the type of person who has ever gone onto a message board and written something anonymously terrible about someone.
Yeah.
I know that when I've thought about doing that, that I haven't been in a good, you know, grounded state of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to remember that for all you anonymous posters out there, I know that you're not happy with yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of
like
what
you
goes
have that
on,
much time to do that. There's obviously
sure
something internal going
sure
on.
Sure. If that's where you're going to anonymously take out your aggressions, this has totally turned into like a Instagram troll session. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's really interesting to dissect it in that way. I truly haven't done it, but I wonder, I mean, I imagine that there's some kind of like release that someone has when that, like, they're like, I'm going to say this person is blah, 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 blah.
I just don't understand that. Like, I've never understood it. It doesn't make sense to me. Cause it's like,
it doesn't make me like, if I just feel like that wouldn't make me feel good at the end of the day. I would feel guilty for like,
I think when there's like a screen in the middle, it's like you forget that you're talking to a person.
It's like being vegetarian. It's like eating a hamburger.
Yeah.
You forget
yeah
that it doesn't that look was like once a cow. So you're like, oh, Yeah.
It's a burger.
Yeah.
It's like going to Vegas and your money turns into chips. And you're like, this is a chip.
This isn't
or
money.
My future. We don't. You decide.
Oh yep. My gosh. It's very real.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think? When did you start photography?
In high school, I shot like Warped Tour.
So lucky. Warped Tour. Oh my gosh. Warped Tour.
Yeah, that was like my first.
Warped Tour is amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you R.I.P. definitely shot Warped Tour.
R.I.P.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. R.I.P. for real.
I know, man. How could I forget Warped Tour?
Yeah.
Did
miss
that.
It.
Yeah. Did that. That's, I mean, it's still around, right?
Sort of. They did like a couple shows last year.
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty much.
I think like on. This is the year that it's like done, it's right?
There's
done.
Not even one.
I don't think so.
Like Lollapalooza was a touring festival.
Yeah.
You know, I know that they have like
isn't
Berlin.
There only one now or something?
No, they have international.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have international. And, but back in the day, there was Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
There was Lilith Fair. Who remembers Lilith?
Yeah.
Lilith Fair.
There was a Bamboozle. I don't know
oh,
if you
that
remember
not a
that
thing
one.
Anymore?
No.
I don't think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
What is
I like
this?
Grew up going to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
New Jersey.
Cute.
Yeah.
What have they got now? They've got Bleachers Festival.
Oh, yeah. There. Shadow of the City.
Yeah,
have
I haven't
ever been
to that.
No. Yeah,
that
it's Jack Antonoff's festival. Yeah.
That
my friend
fun.
Always goes. She's from New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
I haven't gone to Gov Ball.
Oh,
yeah.
I, yeah.
I actually
either.
Went one time.
That's good.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should just all start going
yes.
to music fests.
So fun.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear about, like, because I know that now you are doing a lot more creative direction.
Yeah.
Like, how that's different and how you got into that.
So I think that... I was just talking to Morgan about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday? I ran into him. By the way, Morgan.
Yeah, he said
had,
he bought you coffee.
I was just going to say, Morgan, I saw him. I was getting my hair done. And I saw him and I texted him. And I was like, dude, come by. Get me coffee. And he did. He showed up with coffee in
aww.
Hand. He's so nice.
Yeah.
He's so nice. And then like a few days later, I ran into him at the coffee shop. He's like, what do you want? And I was like, are you just going to buy me coffee every day? He's like, yeah. He's just so nice.
Yeah, he's the best.
How did I get distracted onto that? Because I was thinking about Morgan.
You said you were talking about...
Oh, creative direction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it because I was like, dude, this thing, you know, it's a job. And, you know, I think that like with photography, I've been doing a lot of it, but I haven't really had... I haven't really been asked like, hey, take this project and do, you know, do the whole thing with me. And so with this opportunity, we've been releasing, Haley Williams has been releasing her album, it's so funny. I'm trying to think of what I can talk about and what
yeah.
I can't
yeah,
talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause we've been working on it. Sorry. Let's rewind. She has been working on her album for about a year and a half, year. And her music, oh, guys, can we talk about it?
Yes.
It's so good.
It's really good.
She's so talented, man.
It's so different. Like, it's just like a breath of fresh air to hear her, like,
yeah, it's so cool to hear, like, a different side of her, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just, like, she's so talented, and I've been, you know, I feel really lucky that I've been working with her for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I went on tour with them. I went on tour
oh,
with
yeah.
So is that how you met Haley doing the tour? Like, or you
no,
met
no,
her
no,
before
no, no.
that?
I met her, I did Honda Civic. Oh, that's not true.
I went to that.
You did?
Yes.
This isn't true.
That's
though.
Actually when I first saw Fairmore.
The first time I met Haley, this is like my favorite story. The first time I met Haley, my friend Jen Johnson, who was in a band, a punk band, called F Minus.
Okay.
You guys know about that band. If you don't, look them
I
up
don't.
Because
okay,
they
yeah.
were amazing. Jen Johnson is such a hero of mine, actually. She's so amazing. And she was styling Haley at the time. And I was like, oh, I want to meet her. Because through Warped Tour, I knew who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been working on a Vans book. So I think the timeline is right here. I'd been working, I was photo editing a Vans book. And I really was like, this is the Vans girl. Like they were trying to like find the Vans girl. And I was like, it's this person. She is like everything. Mm-hmm. And so my friend Jen said, hey, I'm here and I'm styling Haley for this. It was for the B.O.B. Airplanes music video.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, so I met her really quick. I came by and met her really quick. And then she went out to do her performance, you know, videotape video music, a music video. And she walked out and they called action and she gave her first performance of the day. And I had never seen Paramore play and I had never seen her perform. And I literally cried. I cry a lot when something really moves me. I do, and her performance, I know that sounds crazy because she's just like performing like with a camera on the, but her, the way that she turned it on and gave this really true, honest performance, like it was incredible.
Yeah.
And it was like nothing I had ever experienced. Mm-hmm. And,
wow. You hear that? So loud.
Somebody's in trouble. They're coming for us. They're coming for us. And yikes. Then do we wait?
Yeah,
do
let's
we
just wait
for them
sec.
To get arrested? for us. They're knocking on the door. Okay. ADD special over here. Yeah, so then I was touring. Tegan and Sarah had shows. They were doing the Honda Civic tour. They were main support for Paramore. And that was kind of how I got to know Haley. And I shot some live, I shot a live photo of them that they really liked. And then they asked me to do portrait, like to do their mid-campaign stuff.
Cool.
And I did that. And then we've kind of been working together ever since.
Yeah.
And so when this came about, I can't even remember. I honestly can't. I should remember the moment that she asked me because it was so... It's such a nice thing for her to say, like, hey, I want you to help me with this. And, you know, and that doesn't mean, I think it's really important for me to say this is, you know, her songs, the music is the creative direction.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. She's written it all. And that is, it's all laid out for you right there, mm-hmm. you know? And so my job on this is kind of to help, just to help her and with the visual representation of that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And that means that she's invited me to kind of touch every piece of that, which is so great. It's such an honor. It's such a true honor. And I think with any artist that would want to do that, that would want to invite me into that process, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of have always said, like, being invited into a studio with somebody is where they let you hear their music for the before other people get to hear it. It's crazy. I've been jamming on her songs since way before anybody else. Like, I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
You know, I've owned these songs mm-hmm. for my brain, and now they're on the radio, which is really cool. Whatever. It sounds like I'm getting all cheesy, but I really truly feel that way.
Yeah.
You know?
How does like your creative process work when you're trying to, like, do you plan these things ahead of time? Like, do you see?
Not always.
No.
No. Like for photo shoots?
Well, for like creative direction, like even doing like the videos and stuff.
So the videos, like her videos.
Yeah.
So her videos, we started out with her, you know, and her pulling influences and mm-hmm. stuff that, you know, like Pinterest boards and then me making mood boards. And she knew the director she wanted to work with, Warren Fu. I'm such a big fan of his. He did Rose Color Boy.
Mm.
I'm even in that video.
Are you?
I love that video.
Yeah, that video is great.
Now I'm going to have to watch it again.
I met him. He was doing creative direction for churches.
Okay.
But I knew who he was. I mean, he has such a large body of work. He's done so many music videos. And he actually started, I don't want to be wrong. Hate being wrong. I don't want to misquote, but I think he started at Lucasfilms. like, you know, he worked for Lucas. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It's mental. He really, you know, he's so talented and he's such a good storyteller. His narrative videos are insane. He's done like 1975 Daft Punk. Wow. He worked with the Strokes forever. He is so talented. Mm-hmm. And, I worked with him. He was doing creative direction for them and I shot their cover. Their album cover, the last one.
After Laughter?
No, sorry. This is Churches.
Oh, sorry.
And so that's how I worked with him before Rosebud Boy, I think.
Yeah.
Or was it after? I don't know. Anyway, whatever. He's the only person that I ever reached out to on Mixer. Do you know what Mixer is?
I
had it for like 5 seconds. I
vaguely know what Mixer is.
I had it for like 5 seconds and his name came up and I was like, I'm going to direct message this director. That's amazing. And your work is amazing. I don't think he ever saw it.
It's like the original LinkedIn.
Yeah. I don't think he ever saw it. And I love that. Anyway, so she knew that she wanted to work with him again. And so I went to him with her ideas and the mood boards and the songs. And the idea that we knew we wanted to do 3 videos and asked him if he would be interested in it. And then the story, of course he was. He is like such a fan and loved working with Paramore and Haley and the music. He was like, this is amazing. And so that's how it started. And that's kind of my involvement is kind of like a bit of a, like a go-between, but... a translator, if you will, maybe. It was really cool. Like working with him was great. He never makes anybody feel less than, and he's this big director, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody's ideas are shit. He's really, inclusive, and I felt really heard through the process. And I know she feels really heard through the process. Like, I mean, it's just all over. It's just like everything that she wanted.
Right.
Is there in the treatment and in the story. And it was kind of a long process.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then filming and then edit and color. And it was not, you know, there's different processes for all different music videos.
Mm-hmm.
This one was, you know, it was also going to be the first thing that people were going to hear and see.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's major.
A lot of pressure.
That's major, major.
So yeah.
Doing it right, you know?
Yeah.
So I've gotten to touch a lot of stuff and learn a lot. Like, what a great opportunity, right?
It's amazing.
To deal with the record label in a different way,
right.
To learn what really goes into, you know, launching an album.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, releasing an album like that, and strategy and all the creative stuff that kind of, you know, I don't know. I just want to maintain a consistent message,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if that makes sense.
Totally. Yeah.
And then, you know, I hired myself to do all the photos.
Nice. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I totally did. I hired myself to do all the photos.
I love the one where she's like behind that. What is like the plastic thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's, like, my favorite.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, here's the thing is I have so much to say about all of this and so much to say about the cover and how we came to it and that image and all of it, but because she hasn't really talked about it yet,
yeah.
I feel like it's her story and
exactly.
I want to let her speak to it. Although I could totally speak for her and like how we came to it. So it's hard because you invite me back. I would love to talk, you know, more. But I really want to let her
totally
lead the way.
Yeah. You know,
this is a really big moment. And I'm just, there's more to come.
Yay.
So excited.
There's so much more to come. And, it's just her vision is, she really knows how to put people around her. It's mm-hmm. it's like everybody is connected to her
mm-hmm.
on a personal way. If you look at, you know, even on After Laughter in the band and
mm-hmm.
you know, Taylor's producing the album and Joey, who's a touring bass player, wrote some of the songs
wow.
and is playing. And you know, I've known him since he was like little, like super young. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, like, hard for me not to speak. Also, because this energy drink that I'm This e-boost energy drink. I'm not trying to give them free airtime.
This podcast brought to you by.
Their tagline on the thing says, "Your kick in a can." And I'm just like, woo. So yeah, I want to talk about it. And it's, you know, I'm so proud of it. But I do want her to talk about the meaning behind it and really own it for herself.
Yeah.
Well, just stay tuned.
Yeah, yeah. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned on it.
Do you want to talk a little about like some of your other favorite projects you've worked on or favorite artists you've worked with? Anything that sticks out? Oh,
gosh. I do. Do
I? Maybe.
Do I want to talk about, do you? Who have I worked with? See, I told you, I can't remember anything.
I feel like you've worked with everyone.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't remember it.
Remember us shooting Dylan Francis in a wedding?
Oh my gosh, that was really fun. That was so fun.
A crazy day.
I just feel like it was a crazy day. But I feel like every time somebody asks me to do something,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, whoa, you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Like, it's always a surprise when people want me around. So I love it. So I want to like come to it with my best self.
Yeah.
But I think it's annoying. Like I just did a job recently and some of the feedback was like, she doesn't, I think sometimes I'm a little more vocal about my, like, oh, I don't think this is good enough. You know what I mean? And so I'll keep people there until like, I feel like it's perfect. Mm. And a lot of artists, they just want you in and out.
Yeah.
In, get it out, you know?
Yeah.
Get in, get out. And I'm like, but I can give you so much more, you know? And
yeah, that's tough.
It is, but everybody's different, right? Some people think that you're on a time clock and they're like, if you don't give me hours in front of your, you know, then it's not. Others are like, get her done. And I think a lot of what I've learned and what I'm learning and what my, what I can give to people is that experience of being able to read the room for sure. But you know, some of the feedback on this particular project, and I think it was because I was just maybe vocalizing my woes to the client. I don't know, man, I'm telling on myself. like it was also too much, whatever. We're going to move on from that. you know, I'm like, I'm a human. I'm so sensitive. No. I think that being confident is something that I still am really working on, you know, and there's a fine line. Like, I don't want to be arrogant, but I definitely want to be confident and I want to command a room.
Yeah.
You know, I want to walk into a room and like get her done, which I think I've learned how to do, you know, but that's what years of experience give you, is be able to like read the room and know, okay, whoa, this person is going through something right now. And this is not about me.
Yeah.
You know, and they now have to do a photo shoot. Now they have to do a photo shoot. And I happen to be allowed to do this, but like get in, get out.
Yeah.
You know, social cues.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's more about vibing. So it just depends on what the scene is.
Yeah. Yeah. Get the vibe.
Yeah. I have had some really interesting experiences. I had an experience recently that I just think is so funny. I truly don't think that I've had like bad experiences.
Yeah.
I did some artwork recently with someone, and like after two frames they were like outside and they said that their eyeballs were hurting.
What?
Yeah, it was so funny. It's like so funny. It was the funniest thing. But you know, read the room. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, we're done. We're gonna set up somewhere else. Your eyeballs hurt. Let's move on. There was seven other people in the same setup and they were fine. But this particular person's eyeballs were violated. And,
wow.
And, you know, and so we move on.
That's
we
so funny.
Read the room and move on.
Yeah.
Because I can't believe I'm talking about this.
No, I love it.
If I was not, I would give you so many more details. I am holding back.
You're not spilling the tea, but that's all right.
I'm not. Man.
That's okay.
What else can we talk about?
I don't know.
Is there like an
talk about Magic Mountain? Has anybody gone to Magic Mountain?
I've never been to Magic Mountain.
Let's go.
Do you like roller coasters?
I do.
Yeah. I do too, but recently,
I can't do it anymore. Yeah. I think I'm just getting too old.
I like roller coasters, but I also think when I get in the seat, I'm like, I could die.
Right now.
Yeah. I recently went on Tower of Terror at Disney At Disneyland?
Yeah.
And I literally, like, felt like my organs, like, moved in my body. Like, I got off of it, and I was like, I'm going to die. I'm so sick.
Yeah.
And that's not even, like, that intense.
Like, I can't do roller coasters anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do it. Have you guys ever jumped out of a plane?
No. And I would never will. I never will.
Really?
I don't.
Yeah. On the Pacific Rim tour, I did that with Paramore. We did that, and as I was in the plane, I was like, oh, this could be one of those stories where they're like, band goes down.
Yeah.
You know, because like the whole band was in the
insane.
Entire band falls to their death. You know.
With their photographer.
Right. No, I would never be mentioned. I was just like totally not mentioned at all. And but we did that.
That's insane.
You really have to be in a state of like you've got nothing to lose though.
Well, because the scary part is like the jumping, right?
Yeah, I think that the guy, like, pushed me. You know, because there's somebody on you.
Yeah.
You're, like, strapped to someone else.
Yeah.
Unless you pay extra to have, like, two people next to you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Which I was not going to pay extra for that. Yeah. Just get on. He was just on me. And I don't think I jumped. I'm going to say, I think he, like, went like this. Okay. And then he went.
Then it was just, it was happening.
What was going on through your head? Like, that whole time just falling.
I was cool. It was cool.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool. It's fun.
I want to do it.
I actually had done it once before that. And when we went, we were in Hawaii, and when we went and we showed up at the place, I was like, oh, this is the same place that I went before.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So funny.
My friend Alyssa that I mentioned before, she had won a trip through Vans for winning a skateboard contest, and she took me with her.
Oh my God.
And then we went.
Fun.
Yeah. Back in the day. Dinosaurs roaming the earth. It was weird. We jumped out of the plane. And there was dinosaurs.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and planes were around.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was a pterodactyl. We were actually inside of a pterodactyl.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was what was strapped on your back.
Yes.
Right.
It was a caveman in the pterodactyl with the dinosaurs. Oh, you were going to say something
profound. I was going to say, it was not profound, but for my 17th birthday, my mom said that I could either get a tattoo or go skydiving. And I picked to get, like, this super embarrassing tattoo. And to this day,
I
want to
see it right now.
It's literally
show me
an infinity sign.
Want to see something?
Wait, shut the fuck up. We literally have, like, the same tattoo. Yeah, it's literally, like, and I was like, I'll get a tattoo. And I was, like, so excited. And, like, to this day, I'm like, I should have fucking gone skydiving.
First tattoo. Obviously. This is my first tattoo.
Wait, so we both got infinity signs.
So it says breathe.
Hell yeah.
And then it connects with an infinity sign.
Honestly. Nice. Same vibe. Mine is like just
where
an infinity sign.
Is
it's
it?
Right here.
Oh, so you're not going to show me because you'd have to take your shirt off.
Yeah, I would have to take my shirt off.
It's Valentine's Day. Take your shirt off. Is that harassment? Did I just do that on the radio?
Workplace?
They're like,
oh my God, that's so funny that we
have
the
to say
same
that that
tattoo.
Was that you have to give me consent. We have to rewind this and you have to give me consent to say take your shirt off because this is public. I'm waiting.
You can't rewind.
Okay, well, I'm waiting. All you have to say is, I don't feel violated.
I don't feel violated.
Okay, great. Okay, we can move on now.
Yeah, we can move on.
But that's crazy.
That's so
crazy that your mom was like, you can have a tattoo.
Yeah, she took me to get it.
Man, that's cute. I was going to get a tattoo. My friend's brother, I think he went to jail. Or like rehab in Provo. I know he went to rehab in Provo, Utah, and he came back. I don't know if there was like jail time involved. I think we were in sixth grade or something, seventh grade. I don't know. And he had a tattoo gun and he was going to give us all tattoos.
Oh my God.
And I was looking, my dad had this massive record collection. He had such a big record collection. I used to look at all those photos too. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, I wonder what they were doing then. I think about that all the time. And I was searching for what I could get, like what tattoo I could get off these record covers. And I decided on this like little fairy. I don't even know what. Anyway, my friend ended up getting a rose right here. And then his sister said something about like how dangerous it could be, like after she already got hers.
Oh, no.
Like how dangerous, like all the diseases we could get. right. from the, this needle situation. And I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. I didn't You're do like, it. Good for you, but I'm going to pass.
I was like, Michelle, that looks lovely. Remember when I said I was going to get one too? I don't want to die.
I'm going to pass.
I have a whole life ahead of me. But That's I should, so I think I, well, I'm definitely still friends with her on Facebook. I'm going to ask her about her tattoo.
Yeah, you should.
She lived. She survived.
Thank God.
She had children, everything.
Michelle
Godfrey. I probably still remember her phone number. I don't remember anyone's phone numbers at all, except my childhood friends.
Yeah.
And the other day I locked myself out of the house. And
oh my gosh.
It was awful. It was so sad. If you had seen me, I was standing in front of my neighbor like this. I'm going to show you. I was like, and she was way over there and I guess she didn't have her glasses on and she was like, who is there? And I was just a shell of my scared self. Yeah. I was like, how am I going to get back in?
That's the worst feeling.
And your phone wasn't, your phone was not in.
So yeah, my phone was in the house and I couldn't remember anything or anyone. I remembered emails. So I just emailed and got it sorted. I emailed from her phone. Yikes. Technology.
Yeah.
That's Yikes. Like, yeah. We could talk about photography more if you want.
I guess just to close it out, like...
Yeah. How long have we been talking?
About like almost an hour.
Oh, yeah. My God. You guys are so fun.
Oh.
You guys are the funnest. Hey, happy Valentine's Day. You guys want to talk about Valentine's Day? What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
My husband and I are going to dinner.
Where?
This new place in Echo Park called Atome.
I've been
Have
there.
You seen? Yeah, they've like, been there. It's like Mediterranean.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll
crush Yeah, just you. Show up.
Oh my God. Hi guys.
We're a throuple.
Whoa, weird. Yeah. Weird. You're here. What are you doing?
I don't know. Me and my fiance might go out to dinner, but I mean, like, I feel like I'm not like a big... huge Valentine's Day person.
Yeah.
Like,
are you doing anything?
No. I went to Little Pine last night.
I've never been there. Isn't it Moby's restaurant?
It's Moby's restaurant. And our waiter looked like Moby. He had a shaved head.
It like was
Or
Moby.
No hair. I don't know. I was like, whoa. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
My partner went. It was cute. It was cute. We did the day before, you know.
Yeah.
Because we're like
Also, really, it's just going to be so crowded everywhere tonight, I feel
like. We're just trendsetters.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it first. Get ahead of the curve, you know what I mean?
We invented Valentine's Day.
Totally invented this day, this Hallmark holiday, whatever. So what are we closing out?
Oh yeah,
I feel vulnerable.
I just wanted to ask, like, is there an artist that you haven't worked for yet that you really, really like a bucket list artist?
So many.
What's like one? Like a major one that you
really?
Yeah,
a major artist that I haven't. I mean, I just think that there's a lot of artists doing a lot of really rad shit right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't. Maybe I haven't met them yet. Maybe I don't know of them.
Yeah,
yet.
True. There's so many up-and-coming artists.
What about you? Why don't you name it? You tell me.
I don't
There's
know.
So
yeah,
many.
You're right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Tell me who. Tell me who you want to work with.
The 1975.
Really?
Yeah. I'm doing photography for them.
You want to do that? You want to tour with them?
Yeah. Really? I would, yeah.
Man. Everything makes me nervous. Everything make that would make me so nervous. I would do it.
Yeah.
If they were like, hey, do you want to come on tour with us? I would not say no.
Yeah.
But I feel like every time I think about like putting myself in a situation, I'm like, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
Or like, really? That's the band for you.
Yeah.
Man, their music is so good.
It's so good. God, it's so good.
You gotta go on tour with a band that you can listen to their music over and over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm.
I cannot get sick of them.
You cannot go on tour with a band that you don't
and
like
just
their music.
Like,
that's
their production
for sure.
is just so amazing. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
There are so many bands I want to tour with.
Yeah.
Can I think about this and come back to you on that question?
Yeah.
I wonder who I'd be good with. I mean, there's a lot of like massive artists too that I would like to like see into their world and their perspective.
Totally.
And, whatever. There's just so much content being made.
Yeah.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, what do you guys think of Camp Flognow? That festival. That's cute. Yeah.
It is
cool. That's cool, right? I went to that. I didn't shoot it, but I went to that.
I didn't go. Ricky went in our office, and he, like, loves it every year. And he was posting stuff from it. Like, it just looked so cute. All the branding is so cute.
It's so smart. Mm-hmm. It's so smart and fun. Yeah. And there's, like, cotton candy and stuff.
Yeah, it's so cute. I love when, like, festivals do stuff, like, where they just do little things, like, little details like that.
Yeah.
It just makes it, like, a more fun experience, I think.
I was just trying to think of, like, who I've been looking at on Instagram. what are they doing next? Would I want to tour with Robin?
That looks I could see that.
Right? Yeah. That looks like fun.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah.
You know,
I love Robin.
I definitely I love shooting female artists and male artists. There's something about photographing women. Mm-hmm. That is, it's really different. You know, I've done some stuff. I've done some, like Esquire stuff, like menswear.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different, it's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I don't want to gender everything.
No, yeah.
But being on a tour with Robin just seems like cozy.
Yeah, it seems like a good vibe.
Yeah,
sure.
Right? Yeah.
Doesn't it seem cozy and yet also like you'd be dancing all the time? But like cozy dancing?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I just thought of her.
Yeah.
I think
that's a good one.
I think that would be awesome. International touring with Robin. Is she touring right now? Can somebody get her on the phone?
I think she was like,
can we just put out another ad for her on this podcast?
We'll tag her.
Robin, I don't even know how that happens. These days, you know? How does it happen?
Oh, God.
I got to call?
Robin. DM her.
Robin, let me into your world.
Slide into her DMs.
Let me into your world. It's a big deal for somebody to let you into their world.
Yeah, totally.
You know? Let me into your bunk. Robin. She's a genius.
Yeah, she is.
She's a genius. Yeah. She's a powerful genius.
Yeah.
My stepmom, I went to dinner at this restaurant. Was it called Matsuhitsu?
Oh yeah,
is that Nobu's? It's Nobu's other restaurant, and Robin walked in.
Oh my God!
And this is a great my stepmom, man. She's so funny. She was so funny, and she goes, we were like, oh my God, and she's like, what? Who's there? She was so into celebrity culture, And I was like, I'm not going to say right now who just walked in, but she's like, just give me a hint. And, you know, I'm being like crazy because I don't want to draw attention to the fact that I just saw her. And I said, well, she has the same name as your trainer. And she goes, Robin, like super loud. And I was just like, ah. And she doesn't even know who Robin is. Oh. So that's like the funnier part, but she doesn't care. She didn't care.
Yeah.
She just loved celebrity culture.
That's how my mom is.
Yeah.
Like literally exact same.
Doesn't care.
Oh
you think
God,
they're
not
cool?
At all.
I think they're cool.
Yeah.
You, Robin.
Yeah.
So loud.
Yeah.
Please don't be so loud. She didn't
that
hear
is it. So funny.
Yeah. You know, if you go to that restaurant and you go into the bathrooms, they have heat. They have like this whole toilet control situation.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's like a toilet control situation where you can like have the water come up and clean you.
Oh,
and then like the heated seat situation.
Oh, wow.
I think we should close it out with this.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to go to this restaurant, if it still is around, make sure you go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Because it is a spiritual experience.
Important.
Definitely went to the bathroom for a very long time. They were like, why did you go for so long? And I was like, because it was fun.
Yeah, like, can you blame me?
Because it was fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Robin, thank you. Robin, toilet. Yes.
Heated seats.
Heated seats. So, yeah, let's go to a festival together, guys.
Yeah, that sounds so fun. And Barry's Boot Camp.
Yes.
We have so much to do together.
So down.
You think I'm joking?
Oh, I'm not joking.
I've already texted you. Did you get it? I already texted you. I was like, Barry's is tomorrow.
I signed you up.
Yep, exactly. Oh, when we get off here, we have to...
check ClassPass?
Yeah, check that out.
I will check, yeah.
We've given a lot of free ads.
I know. Yeah. Oh my God. We're just like,
I can't wait to nerd out on your photography.
Yes. Yeah. Add me on Instagram.
Oh yeah. Let's do that.
Oh, yay. This was so great.
Yeah. So fun. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So seriously.
Weird that you wanted to talk to me for so long.
No, we love you.
You know what we should do?
What?
Likewise. We should, next time we do something cool, we won't do this. We'll just take like 5 shots of espresso before we turn the microphones off. Really? Yeah. That's my fun thing to do.
I love that.
Like just shots and then talk.
Yeah.
It's like drunk history, but caffeine.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I love it.
Cool. All right. Okay. Okay. Bye. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to 2 readers about 1 book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.